You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three of our coverage from this great event. You know, we're supposed to be talking about water and innovation and new technologies, blah, blah, blah. But you and I always come to this event because we want to talk to this guy we're going to speak to next. It's one of the highlights of our show.
Brian, again. It's always delightful to see that smiling face coming down the aisle.
Absolutely it is. So say hello to Brian LaBelle. He's the Director of Business Development of GF Piping Systems and a newly enshrined member of the Water Online Radio Hall of Fame. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Well, two kind gentlemen, always the highlight of my AWWA and WEFTEC experiences, always spending some time with you guys.
Yeah,
happy to be back.
Good to have you. Brian, our audience, I'm sure, is familiar with GF, but take a few seconds and let them know about GF Piping Systems. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Yep, for sure. George Fisher Piping Systems, GF Piping. We're a manufacturer of pipe and fittings and the means to join them together. That's what defines a system to us, minimally. And then in addition to the pipe and the fittings and the way to put them together, we've got manual valves and actuated valves and sensors and instruments for monitoring things like flow and pH and ORP and conductivity, pressure, temperature, level, turbidity, dissolved oxygen, free chlorine. The list goes on. So GF Piping Systems, nice comprehensive portfolio. And when I say piping systems, that's plural. It's PVC, it's CPVC, polypropylene, PVDF, polyethylene, ABS, lots of different piping systems materials to choose from. So quite a comprehensive portfolio for this market and many others.
Brian, when we talked last year at ACE 13, this whole idea of piping systems is something that we talked about a lot, and it looked at that time like there was a greater trend to looking at the complete system as opposed to individual components. Where are we with that? Is that continuing?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a couple of booths here at AAWWA. We've got on the utility side from GF Central Plastics. You know, that was a part of our business in the Americas that we've grown by acquisition over the past few years. And we started out with the Central Plastics acquisition, and those guys, us now, lots, you know, 10,000 different polyethylene fittings, mostly electrofusion, for water and natural gas distribution applications. Well, we added to that Connectra, joining technology, and piping company, IPP acquisition out of Dallas, and Texas, and Abbeville, South Carolina. So talk about a complete system. That polyethylene system on the utility side of our business has come together nicely, and that's the key focus of the booth that we have here on the utility side. On the industrial side, gosh, yeah, we've got a variety of piping systems, and the emphasis always is on those. You know, some of the advantages that you get from a system as opposed to going here to buy your pipe and there to buy your fittings and is, you know, product compatibility, right? We will guarantee, mechanically speaking, you know, that the pipe will fit the fitting, you know, with the right dimensional interface. But it's also chemical compatibility. Most people don't realize, for instance, PVC is not PVC. There are special blends and whatnot. And so if you want to guarantee that a particular piping system is suitable for an application from a chemical compatibility standpoint, best to buy it from a single supplier. That's us. Accountability for product performance and liability. If something goes wrong, and sometimes things go wrong, you don't have the fitting manufacturer pointing at the piping manufacturer and, you know, get you and you're stuck in the middle. No, you come to George Fisher if there is a problem, and like I said, things happen when you manufacture products. We step up to it. We work with you to solve the problem and take full responsibility and move on. And it's so that one less area of concern. And you can avoid that sort of risk as a supplier. You know, so lots of advantages to being a system supplier in this marketplace.
All right, let's go deeper on some of those unique piping systems. Talk about it and share some of the benefits.
Well, you know, it's not a stretch. You know, that back in the for me to say that George Fisher Piping Systems, you know, was involved in the development and introduction of PVC as a material for piping back in the 1950s. You know, before that, plastics weren't even on the scene. And, you know, sometimes I have to say I feel a little bit like, you know, Al Gore claiming to have invented the internet. But the fact of the matter, and, you know, we all take PVC very much for granted. But there was a time before PVC, and George Fisher was around for 150 years before PVC. You know, we were founded in 1802. But literally, in the 50s, we helped develop PVC as a material for piping systems. And since that time, we've added one innovation after another. We've got, you know, an EcoFit most recently. EcoFit, which is a polyethylene piping system that we've introduced into the United States for industrial and municipal applications in a wide variety of sizes. Some neat joining technologies for that. We've got a double C secondary containment or double containment piping system that meets ASME B31.3. We've got a C-Drain product, which is lightweight, corrosion-free, you know, waste piping for marine applications. It's the only one of its kind with U.S. Coast Guard and ABO type approvals. Before that was Hyperplast. This was a nylon blend, a nylon 11 piping system for medium to high pressure natural gas distribution applications. And, you know, that's something that our guys at Central Plastics have to do. So we've got EnviroKing, which is a UV resistant clear PVC piping system for outdoor installations like algae cultivation and sight glasses. You know, CoolFit, pre-insulated piping system for cooling and refrigeration applications. ABS core, solid form or closed cell foam insulation with a thin polyethylene jacket on the outside. SIGF HP, which is a high purity PVDF for high purity water and, you know, corrosive chemical, you know, distribution applications. FuSeal PolyPro, a corrosive waste piping system that's that goes together with a unique electrofusion system. So, gosh, it's just, you know, from a piping system standpoint, it really is one after another in a wide variety of materials for a wide variety of applications in the markets we serve.
Brian, I want you to shift focus a little bit. Talk to us about the instrumentation side of GF.
Yeah. As I mentioned before, the portfolio does include, you know, sensors and instruments for monitoring, you know, water treatment, water quality. One of the interesting things that I've noticed recently is this emerging, you know, water loss regulations in the United States. For a long time, the focus has been on water quality. And, yeah, we've got, you know, free chlorine analyzers, turbidity analyzers or turbidimeters. We've got dissolved oxygen sensors and pH and conductivity and all of that. But, you know, we started out as a flow company. Signet did anyway, prior to the acquisition by George Fisher, not George Fisher Signet. We've got paddle wheel flow sensors and insertion mags. And when I read about the emerging, you know, water loss regulations in the United States and the kind of a, maybe a shift focus from quality, or, you know, not that we'll ever stop thinking about and eliminate our focus entirely on the quality of the water, but the quantity of the water, there's lots of real and apparent losses in the piping system. And, you know, like anything else, you measure it and it'll improve. So I see opportunities for our insertion mag meters and some of our paddle wheel type flow sensors for more wider distribution, wider application throughout the delivery system, the water delivery system. You know, increase the number of measuring points, and by golly, you know, as a utility, you'll find out where your water's going. So looking forward to that. But, you know, some drivers on the technology side, it's always, what are the needs of the water treatment OEMs? That's one of my roles with George Fisher Piping Systems, is spending time with those with the water treatment OEMs that are our current customers and those that are prospective customers. Find out what their needs are. Let that drive innovation. There's some examples of that. Obviously, we spend time with the end users, the utilities themselves, the people that are using those OEM products. There's new opportunities in emerging markets on the algae side of the business. For instance, lots of cultivation activity and research and development going there, driving some new introductions. And frankly, you know, we've got copycat products coming out of China, and that's always, you know, you pay attention to what your competitors are doing, and that in and of itself helps to, you know, drive innovation and new capabilities within a portfolio. So lots of neat things happening on the measurement and control side of the GF product line as well.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Brian LaBelle of GF Piping. Brian, so talk to us about what's new coming out of GF, not only market-wide, but what are you showcasing here at the show?
Well, product-wise, you know, we've got new high-flow diaphragm valves with better, you know, CV values and flow rates and things like that. We've got some new piping systems, you know, a couple that I mentioned before, EcoFit, which is a polyethylene piping system. We've got advances in our dissolved oxygen monitor and mounting configurations and things of that nature. But really what's new with George Fisher extends beyond the products. You know, we're integrating the acquisitions of George Fisher Harvell and GF Central Plastics and expanding the portfolio, as I mentioned before, on the instrumentation side with GF Signet. But we've got some new leadership. which isn't so new. We've got a guy by the name of James Jackson, who is my boss, who is now head of all of George Fisher in North America, filling in for Chris Bloomer, who has done a fantastic job growing the business for, gosh, the past couple of decades. Great guy. Great guys, both of them. Strong leadership and really in tune with both the industrial and utility markets that that really help us make the right decisions and navigate the opportunities in the Americas effectively. So that's a good thing. We're growing by leaps and bounds, really, and we've grown out of our current North American headquarters for on the industrial side of the business. So we're going to be moving from Tustin, California, to Irvine, just 8 miles down the road, but to a much larger facility, and that's actually kind of fun. We've got we've got room now for a nice big showroom, so we're going to be able to showcase our products for applications in water treatment, in energy, and chemical processing, marine, a variety of other things. But we're actually working with the guys from Tanked, that show on Animal Planet, Brett and Wade. Anyway, we're having those guys build a custom fish tank for us, and we're going to be featured on an upcoming episode of Tanked on Animal Planet, where you'll see a nice big fish tank, and we're using the opportunity to showcase the plumbing and life support equipment, a lot of what we provide for not just fish tanks, but commercial aquariums and broader water treatment applications and aquatics overall. Kind of a fun thing for us there.
All right. Well, we are about out of time, Brian. So one final question, what should we be looking forward to next from GF?
Well, we've got, I can't get too much into the product developments that we've got underway. I can say that we'll be adding to, from the instrumentation standpoint, we've got a single channel multi-parameter controller of the model 9900. We're going to be coming out with a dual channel version of that guy with some additional features and functions that will expand the number of applications, the kinds of applications we can go after. We've got some new flow sensing technologies coming down the pipe. Always some new developments and expanding ranges on the analytical stuff, turbidity, free chlorine, that sort of thing.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, we've got some big new lug style butterfly valve coming out, suitable for dead end service, that sort of thing. So lots of instrumentation and valves, and who knows what the next piping system is going to be. We're still in the middle of promoting the newest one, EcoFit. So,
right.
Good stuff.
Well, we're looking forward to monitoring that, and I'm sure next time we talk, we'll hear all about that. Brian, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about GF Piping Systems?
Well, the best place to go, www.gfpiping.com. That's gfpiping.com. And lots of great information there on the products and the services that we provide, the markets that we serve. And, of course, you can look for us at great trade shows like AWWA and WEFTEC and a variety of others, rural water shows and local sections, state sections of AWWA. AWT will be at that sort of thing. And, of course, I'll see you guys probably in New Orleans at WEFTEC. And
yes,
then again at AWWA, Anaheim next year. That's my hometown, so I won't have to get on an airplane for that one.
All right.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, so do we. Brian LaBelle, the Director of Business Development for GF Piping Systems. Brian, as always, my friend, good to see you. Thanks for stopping
by.
My
pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage from ACE 14. We'll be right back.